We are learning Masechtas Vavasra, Daf Kuf Chav Ches Amud Aleph, and we are starting two lines from the bottom of Kuf Chav Zayin Amud Beis, in the middle of the line. We are now going to have seven different stories where Rav Abba sent Rav Yosef Bar Chama a Shaila. And we brought these seven cases in because one of these cases are going to teach us who do we pass like. The Rabban and Rav Yehuda. We had a Machlokes Rabban and Rav Yehuda, we got a Yakir. If you are believed connected a Muchzik to say this son is a Bechar, and because one of these Shalach Le Rav Abba, Le Rav Yosef Achama are talking about that halacha, therefore we were zeichet to seven different stories, seven different halachas of Rav Abba Rav Yosef. Rav Abba sent to Rav Yosef. Shalach Le Rav Abba, Le Rav Yosef Achama. Ha'im lechaveiroi, the guy goes up to his friend, says, Avdi Ganafta, you stole my Evet. Who amar, Lo Ganafti, nach, I didn't steal this Evet, it's my Evet. So he asked, Mati Beretzcho, how'd you get it? He says, Zatim Achatli, you sold it to me. Zatim Matana. You sold it to me, Matana. Now, in such a case, the guy, on topic of Chokhaz and Aleph, the guy who's holding on to the Eva is believed. When he says, I bought it, or I got it, Matana, he's believed. Why is he believed? What? Because he's holding on to the Eva, he's saying, he means that the Chazaka Kamash Tach Ziyodai. The problem is that it means, because anything in your hand, then there's Moitzah Mechavel Araya. So the problem is that we know from earlier on in the Masech, Daplam Vav, it's a long time ago, but we learned in this Masech that Goydris Elam Chazaka. Goydris means things that walk by himself, they're not a Chazaka. It's very possible that Eved was taking a jog down the block, he was thirsty, he came into the house for a drink, and then you locked him in. And I say, hey, it's my Eved. It's not a Chazaka. Everyone knows how it got here. He jogged down the street. It's Goydris. Goydris Elam Chazaka. So Rashbam has three tutsim, we'll say the first two. The Teretz is, either we're talking about he has it for 3 years already, Stenetz HaChazaka, or it's talking about a katan hamutul barisa, a katan in a cradle. Now, most babies in a cradle don't take a jog, and therefore, it is a chariah. How to get to your house? It must be, you bought it. So here, he bets him, the guy who's muchzik is bets him believed. But the guy made a mistake. He says, Ritzoincha hashba v'toil. He says, you know what? Swear. If you swear, I'll give it to you. The nitva, he swore, and the nitva, the person holding on to the Eved, says it's my Eved. No, someone came and says, you stole my Eved. I said, no, I bought it. And really, the guy said, I bought it, was believed. But Lemaisa, he didn't stop there. He's sorry, he's going to be a smart aleck. He says, you know what, if you swear to me that it's yours, I'll give it back to you. Then he says, Rishon Chahash V'Tar, V'Nishba. And the guy swore, Eini Yochel Achseba, you cannot be Chayzer. Why can't you be Chayzer? So Rashbam explained, since you swore a day my tzava, it's ki'ilu, I was moida that it's yours. Ki'ilu, I was moida that it's yours. And Batsam, the Rashbam says, it could be by any metal from the same exact halacha. Why do we pick an Eved? The reason why we pick the Eved is because there's a chiddush. Even though it's shvar ma'al avadim, no such thing as shvar avadim, and still the guy said, I made a shvar. He can't say now, you know, I'm making a joke. Of course, I know it's mine. I'm making a joke if you swear. I didn't mean it seriously. No, if you said it, it's called a haidah, and you can't be chayzer. That's the halacha of Rab Abba. Now, Tosfos declares, do you have to have the shvuah, or I can't, once I say you can make a shvuah, I can't be chayzer? Look at the first few words of Tosfos. Perish nishba kvar ein yachal achzvoy. Avam loy nishba yachal achzvoy. That's what he starts off saying. But if you look later on in Tosfos, like two-thirds of the way down, it says, Rashi Pirish, it's not over here, it's somewhere else, Im Omar Eini Nishba, Paitz V'Yad V'Shuvin Yochel Lachzabai. He can't, he goes without the Vav, not V'Nishba. It's Nishba and then Yochel Lachzabai. That's what he goes. He's going on a different Gemara, but here, in our Gemara, you take the word Vav, not V'Nishba. Nishba, even before the Shuvah, he can't be Chayz. That's Rabbi Abba's Chiddush. Freyti Marakasha, Mike Mashmah, what's the Chiddush of Rabbi Abba? Tanina. It's a Mefurisha, Mishnah Sanhedrin. It says in the Mishnah Sanhedrin, Omaloi, Nemalai Abba, Nemalai Abichad. How are they getting Dayanim? So you tell the other the defendant, the other person you're going to din against, you say, Nemalai Abba, Nemalai Abichad. So my father, I don't mind, my father's dying, your father's dying. Nemalai Shloisha Raya Bakar. I don't care if three Raya Bakar are the Dayanim. The Rashbam fix out, Dafka Raya Bakar, they're not Bakim Adin. You could decide that there should be Dayanim, but not three Rayat Tzoyin, because three Rayat Tzoyin are considered Rishotim, because Behemah Daka steal, and therefore you're partially apostle of Din. Avon Avicha are problem outs craving, but certain people are apostle Be'etzem, they're not Dayanim, then you can't do it at all. But here he's saying, Nemun Alai, out of mind, I'm worried that we can use those people. You can be chayzer. You can't be chayzer. So here you see Ray's idea that if I'm maskim to something, I can't say after Mashatani Bach, even though Medin is not good dayanim, but Lamaisa, I can't say after Mashatani Bach. So what's the chiddush of our case where I say that if you want to swear and take, you could swear?
What's the
name of your father, but other, there's two people in Din. Either one, for both of them, Abba and Avicha, my father and your father. So you see already, and that the Chum say, in Yoch Lachzbe, we pass at the Chum. So what's the chiddush of Rav Abba if the Chum say the same thing? Yeah, but the same type of idea where he's masking that we're going to be binding that din, even though that din is really, I don't have to go listen to people who are not Baki B'din or the Abba Vavicha and Stola. It's binding what I said, even though I can say I made a joke. So tomorrow, it's really what Moshe starts is, Akamash Walon, the Be'etin L'chom Achleikis, Balach Devichom. There's really a Shaila in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, if this Machleikis is Dafka, this din, the Machleikis is Dafka, where the Teveya, the one who's saying, the one who's being Teveya is saying this thing. So he's Moichel, says, you know what, I'm not going to be Teveya if those Dayanim say that you're Potter. Which means I'm not going to Mechayev you. But let's say I'm asking that if the Dayanim say that you'll Chayev to me, you're going to have to give me, maybe the guy who's saying the Dayanim are good, says, I'll give you, maybe the Akasim Shatani Bach. There's two levels. One level is, I won't take from you. We'll leave the money by the Mukhsik. That's one level. That there you could say it's not Mashat Anibach. We will leave the money by the Mukhsik. Next level is that I'm Mimaskim, that if I'm wrong by these Dayanim, I'll give money. So that you don't see from the Mishnah already. That you don't see that it's binding what I say, that I'll give money, that the Eteng that I'll give, that even there is a Machlekes, that we don't see. That Rav Abba is Mechash to us, that even in a case where I say that if you swear, I'll give you back the Eved, so then, that's a chiddush, that dear, I still cannot say, I was just making a joke, and it's binding. And that's a chiddush of Rav Abba. Which is more than, and the response between Abili and Sanhedrin is machloikis, if that Mishnah is talking about etain or not. This is what Mandiyama says, it's not talking about etain. Etain never agrees, of course, you can say Mishat Neba. The whole machloikis is, by where I've been masking, I won't take from you. But to give, that already could be, everyone agrees, there's no binding halacha by saying something. So that was the first Shalach Rav Abba. Second one. Shalach Rav Abba Rav Yisrael Vachama, Halacha, Goivim Mina Avodim. Rav Nachman and Goivim. We're talking about over here a Balchoy that died. The halacha is that the Yisoyimim don't really have to pay the father's loan. They only have to pay the father's loan from their karkoiks. Because there's a lien on the karkoiks. What about Avodim? We know Avodim are like a karka. So therefore Rav Abba said that Halacha Goivim Mina Avodim because Ev is like a karka. If the far left of Avodim is a lien on the Avodim, it's karka. Rav Nachman says, no, ain't going to him. Why? That Avodim like a karka, only the Gabi Halachas that says in the Torah, say, Kesef, Shtar, Chazaka, that you're kind of with that, that there's no Shvua on that, there's no Aino on that. But what's the pshat why you collect from your Soyim from karka and not from Talflim? The reason is because a Balchoyev is only Soyim Echdas on things that you can't move. Karka, you can't move, you can't get rid of it. So, but Avodim, you could. So there's no smichas das on that, and that's what he holds. You don't collect from Avodim. That was Rav Abba number two. Rav Abba number three. So that was where we have our Gemara is Machlokes. Rav Abba says you could collect from Avodim. Rav Abba says you can't. Sholche Rav Abba Rav Yosef number three. Sholche Rav Abba Rav Yosef Rachama Halacha Shlishi B'Sheni Kasha. We're talking about here saying Edus. You know you can't say Edus on your brother, and you can't say Edus on your father because that's all Karav. What about Edus on your first cousin? That's also halacha. The Gemara learns that from Lo Yumsu Avos Abanim that you cannot say Edus on your first cousin. Two first cousins are like brothers. We learn from the pasuk Lo Yumsu Avos Abanim that the Abanim are like the Avos and they can't say Edus on each other. Comes Rav Abba and is mechadosh to you that it's mutter for the third generation to say Edus on the second generation. We'll call that a first cousin once removed, which means the example is that you have Reuven who has a son Chanoich and he has a son Shmerel. Okay, so Reuven Chanoich Shmerel. Now Shmerel could say or Edus on Shimon's son Yemuel. Shimon has a son Yemuel, you could say Edus on that. So he's saying Edus on his father's first cousin. Shlishi v'sheni. It's very simple. Shlishi, the third generation of Sheni, he's saying Edus on his father's first cousin, that's kosher. That's where Avraham Chadosh. Rava Amar, Rava's Moses Af Barishan, he could even say Edus on his great uncle. The Shlishi could say Edus on his great uncle. Again, because we're saying a Shlishi already is removed. Maravashi, Achshir Ba'abadabi. He even said he could say it is on your grandfather, because he held that so much the third generation is removed. But less of us like a Maravashi. We don't hold Maravashi. Why not? Because Bnei Banam Ekebanam. Zokta Rashbam, that Bnei Banam Ekebanam, at Elef Dairus, you can't say Edis on a great-great-grandfather. Zok Taisvis, small Taisvis, you can see the Taisvis, less Hilchasa, Peris Vakuntris, that Philo at Seif Kal Dairus. Taisvis is in the wide lines, the small Taisvis. Peris Vakuntris, the Af at Seif Kal Dairus possible. In Nirul Ri, Kiris Balg Dar Kol Kach. So what's the Shia for the Ri? Zok, the Rishonim, William Rishonim, that already a great-grandson already is no problem at Edis. A great-grandson has no din of Edus, and is not a din of a Karav. I don't know, I want to hear from Rabbi Yashin one time that he didn't go to the bris of maybe a great-grandson or great-great-grandson, because yeah, it says it's Kashal Edus already. It's not the Taisus of Kashal Edus is not already a Karav. I
heard from Rabbi Yashin that
then
his kid, I
can
be
aided
by a
chasna. Right. Then, but it's telling this Gemara here. You have to know Lach Lamaisa when we learn Sanhedrin Hashem, which is the next Masechta. Hakaponim, here, we're saying, Rav Abba said, Shlishi B'Sheni Kasher. Rav Abba said, even Barishan. And Rav Ashi said, even the grandfather, and that we don't pass on Rav Ashi. Let's go to number four. Shalach Rav Abba Rav Yosef. Shalach Rav Abba Rav Yosef Rav Chomoh. Yedei Alebe Edis Karka. A guy knew the Edus of a Karka. They were fighting about a Karka, where your Karka ended, where this guy, where it started. We are two neighbors. This guy, they took a survey, and he said, oh, my Karka started here. And he said, yeah. So we have an Edus. The problem is, he knew the Edus, but the time we got to Beis Din, a lot of red tape, the guy became blind, unfortunately. Actually, Nistema. There was a Karka, actually, Nistema. But Nistema became blind. Apostle became a Summa. The Lach is, he can't say Edus. The Rashbam learns what's probably can't say Edus because he can't show anymore that the Karka is still here because he can't see. He can't point to the Karka still here because he can't see. But Shmuel Amar Kasher. Why? Because he could explain, you know that water tower there and you know that bush over there? Exactly right there is where it ends. Since he could explain it, so therefore he could do it. Have a glima lie, but a glima hasn't explained a shirt. A shirt is a shirt. Hasn't explained this belongs to him if he can't explain it. Even a glima. Why? He could say, yeah, the shirt is exactly this dimensions. But the first man that holds that's a lot of shirts are like that, so it's not a raya. It's really a shayla. The Achranim say it's a shayla about simon muvik. We know that simonim derais derabonim is machlekes for simonim derais derabonim ba mitzia, but simon muvik works. So shayla, is that called simon muvik or not? So he says that the glima works because you make a simon muvik. I've naska loy, but a bar of gold not because there. What's to be the raya? Rapapa, my fill and ask after the chavimidus v'shkolayis. If you say how much it weighs, so we touch like the Rashbam. It's moving the Rashbam that be'etzim the sumas kashal edus. Just the problem is we're saying is that there's no way he knows. Since he doesn't know, therefore it's a chiddush. Like according to the Rashbam, he's sumas kashal be'etzim, but since he's believed be'etzim, but he doesn't know, he can't explain it good, and it's not a raya from the midas arka, and therefore it's not a good edus. Meisim, that's a kasha on. Not Rabbi said it was no good. When I asked the kasha on the three, Mandi Yomim said that certain cases are good. Shmuel says Karka is good. Rav Sheshi says Glima is good. And Papa says Naska is good. The guy knew Edus before he became a son-in-law. But Naska became a son-in-law and became related. Or he was a normal, sane person, a scharish. And he became deaf and dumb, which made him now not a bendas anymore. Or Piteich, he could see, and Nisma became blind. Shafui, he was normal, and Shtata became crazy. The loch is, these cases are possible. B'shasta, God is saying, it's possible because you don't know what you're talking about. He knew Edis, he became the son-in-law, and the daughter died. He became not anymore son-in-law. And he didn't have children, the response speaks out, Peter Gemara Sahedrin. He didn't have children either. If he has children, he's still considered related. Or Pikeach, he could hear and speak, and then he became deaf and dumb, and he got back, he was healed. Or Piteich v'nistema v'chaz v'nispatach. He could see, he became blind, and now he can see again. Shofi v'nishtat v'chaz v'nishtafa. He was sane, became crazy, and now became sane again. Kosher. In such a case, kosher. Zeh klal. Kosher t'ilasoi oisoifoi v'paslos. Puzzle. If the beginning and the end is possible, puzzle. You're kosher. Now the Rashbam learns that there's extra words here. We got the message. You give a whole klal. Tchilosa Yosef Apostles. So the Rashbam is teaching us that even a suma who could try to pick it out and explain it is still possible. It's still possible. So tiyufta, the kula tiyufta, it's a slugging up everyone from the extra words tiyufta or not. So that's the way the Rashbam learns the Gemara. Now the Rosh learns a different shot. The Rosh learns the Machlokes Rav Abba and the other man Diyama was if a sumas kosher leidus. That Rav Abba held, yeah, the simanim like a valdik simanim. But I hold the sumas pasul leidus. That's why it doesn't work. And therefore the Gemara's Rai is very simple. Gemara's being Rai from his Braisa, you see pretty clearly that sumas pasul leidus. And that's the Rai. If you read the Rosh, it says like this. Afikav the Rosh Simcha of Dalad. Afikav the Dan of the Kushta Kamas. You know he's saying the truth. The Beinon Sheiroyu Lehayid Vashas Ria Uvashas Agoda. You have to Roy Lehayid Vashas Ria Vashas Agoda. Vesuma Apostle. Dechsev Ayra'a. Prat Lesuma. That's the Pshah in the Gemara. That's Pshah Rav Abba. Because of Sumas Postulatus. The Rashbam learned it sounds like a Sumas Koshulatus. Just the problem was he couldn't give you the dimensions. Whatever, there wasn't enough dimensions. But and that was Machlaikas. But that's how the Rosh was different. Either way, Tiyufta, the Kulu, Tiyufta, everyone is logged up.